London's best rock, FM 96. It's Friday morning, and there's some AC/DC for you. You shook me all night long. 8 minutes after 8 o'clock, the Taz Show with Kelly Mahar and Jim Kelly. We're expecting some rain, looking pretty threatening out there right now, Kelly.
Yeah, good chance we're going to see some light rain this morning, heading into the afternoon as well, up to 19. And then the weekend is looking nice. Tomorrow, up to 19, sun and cloud. Sunday, mainly sunny, a high of 23. And right now, downtown London, we're sitting at 15.
Kelly Mahar confronting her fear of snakes this morning.
I'm ready.
She confronted the fear earlier this week when we brought a boa constrictor into the studio with Little Ray's Reptile Zoo. Didn't go so well. Your eyes were watering up. You were scared out of your mind, Kelly.
Yeah, I was.
But that was before you went to the London Hypnotherapy Center and had a couple sessions with Jill, your hypnotherapist, who joins us in the studio. Good morning, Jill.
Morning, everybody.
How did Kelly do as a hypnotherapy patient?
She did very well. The first session at first, which is very common with a lot of people, you can tell them and explain to them what hypnosis is like, but a lot of people out there need to experience it once. Mm-hmm. So once they experience it and they understand, oh, that's it. I feel really good. Then usually that opens up the door to get more into the therapeutic aspect of things.
We had a microphone in there, and I've got a little audio clip. This is you and Kelly during the session.
And now when you bring that index finger and thumb together, when you rub them together, you instantly release that same wonderful feeling, that same wonderful feeling that you had when you gave birth to your daughter. You have the ability now, Kelly, to bring this feeling up anytime you choose. Anytime you want. This is your gift.
You sound like your voice is very calming and relaxing there. But the stuff you're saying, it's kind of weird. Like every time she squeezes her fingers together, she's going to feel like she's giving birth.
No, that's why,
you know, when I seen her yesterday, I kind of laughed at that. Is that I had asked her to think of an empowering moment in her life, which, you know, the example and the moment she used is very common with women. They use the time when they give birth, because when they see their daughter or their child for the first time,
created
life. It's very relaxing. Yeah. So, you know, and I thought about it, actually, it kind of made me laugh, because I think, wouldn't that be kind of cool if, you know, now that she sees a snake, she goes into contractions, you know?
Boa contractions.
Yeah. No, but what that was, you know, again, the fear is her mind protecting her. It's saying, danger, get out of here. So when I offer a suggestion like that, it's just offering the subconscious mind an alternate way of responding.
Okay, Kelly, now when she sees the snakes, is she supposed to do this thing with her fingers and squeeze her fingers together? Does that actually release the anti-fear in her?
Well, no, it will, yes. It's not the only thing that we've done, but it's something that she can consciously do. So something that she kind of has power over consciously to do.
Okay.
So, yeah, you know, if she finds or she needs to, absolutely. She can use it and it will help her stay relaxed.
Well, Kelly has said to us, she said, Taz, Jim, you know what? You guys should try this hypnosis thing. I don't know if it's worked because I haven't seen a snake yet, but I've just felt different this week.
Yeah, for sure. You feel really imbalance and super zen. Like when I came out of there, I was like, oh, everything just felt really good. So I can see myself getting addicted.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know, there are some clients that just keep coming back and back. We call them the hypno junkie because it feels so good.
Yeah, it's very, very relaxing.
Like getting a massage or something.
Yes.
Like same sort of feeling.
Similar, but almost like a mental cleanse. It's not physical. It's almost
awesome.
Like a mental cleanse. It's like releasing, you know, stressful thoughts and things like that. So
absolutely.
It's kind of like a mental massage, I guess.
Mm-hmm. All right. So if nothing else comes out of this, Kelly, at least you felt very relaxed.
Yes.
Until this morning.
I couldn't even get out of bed this morning. I was like, oh, I'm so relaxed.
We've got Kevin from Little Ray's Reptile Zoo over in the corner. Kevin, where is the snake, man? You left that thing unguarded in the FM 96 studios?
It's probably in the newsroom by now.
Yeah, no, we weren't ready to bring him into the studio just yet, so he's out in the hallway.
You know what? We were talking about people stealing things from the fridge. We should put the snake in the fridge next to something.
Yes. That would be a great YouTube video, huh? Craig Needles from AM980 opens the fridge up to get his yogurt.
We have some emails here, too. Someone wants to know if you can hypnotize Taz to believe that he has hair.
Taz is looking in the mirror, you know, combing his scalp.
Believe it or not, you know, in a deep state of hypnosis, you can create hallucinations. You can have people see things, negative and positive hallucinations. So I'm sure if Taz came in, we work together, I'm sure I can make him believe he has Elvis hair. There's no doubt.
I'm just walking away. Oh, sorry, guys. My bangs are in my eyes.
Oh, he spends half an hour a day.
On your forehead? What is
getting
going
ready.
Okay, we need to take a break here. We have the snake in the hallway. We aren't dealing with the boa constrictor this time, Kelly. We have a special treat for you this morning.
Great, okay.
A different kind of snake.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hon.
A giant anaconda.
Beautiful.
Kelly is going to confront her fear and find out if her hypnotherapy has worked coming up in 4 minutes.
There are over 100,000 stories about businesses saving money thanks to Save On Energy.
Stories about restaurants like ours.
And shops like mine.
A free energy assessment.
He's a big snake guy. Slash with Miles Kennedy. You're a Lie on London's Best Rock, FM 96. Kelly Mahar confronting her fear of snakes this morning. In the studio, we've got Kelly, of course. Jim Kelly's here. Our boss, Brad, is doing some videotaping, so we can put a video of this up on FM96.com later. And Jill from London Hypnotherapy Center is here. He was the one who hypnotized Kelly to help her get over her fear of snakes. Also, we've got Little Ray's Reptile Zoo. Kevin has brought in a giant anaconda this morning.
My anaconda don't want none unless you
little
got
pet snake.
Hun.
Kevin, how big is the anaconda?
About 9 feet.
9 foot anaconda, Kelly.
All right.
How thick?
What's the girth on that thing?
It's pretty girthy.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's pretty big.
That's a big snake. They're amazing creatures. Now, we promised that we wouldn't be mean about this anymore and we wouldn't joke around because Kelly was very scared. But I think I already see, Jill, like a difference in her demeanor from earlier this week. Like at this point on Tuesday morning, Kelly, you had tears running down the side of your face.
Yeah. You guys told me at 5:30 it was coming in and I just couldn't concentrate all day.
So you're still a little nervous right now. Like, what are you feeling right now?
I feel way less nervous, way less sort of anxiety towards it. Like, I can look at it and just be kind of like, okay.
Have you tried pinching your fingers yet? Or are you going to
save that? No, I can try it. I'll do it right now. I'm pinching.
Save that for emergencies.
Yeah, we want to also keep in mind that, that what happens is an expectation where everybody, all eyes are on Kelly right now, right?
Right.
So
yeah,
it's
exactly.
Almost like public speaking, everyone's waiting, looking, So,
sure.
For example, if she were to just walk down, be at the Western Fair nonchalant with nobody looking, I'm sure it'd be a lot even easier then for her as it is right now.
Yeah, you're kind of at your own
speed.
Right?
I mean, we got to keep that into consideration.
Kevin, tell us a little bit more about the snake. What's the snake's name?
This is Mickey, a younger anaconda. She's about 6 years old, about 8 to 9 feet long, and a very docile snake, very used to being around people. This is something that's going to be completely safe. We let little children, 2, 3, 4, 5 years old, children of all ages, getting right up close and personal with these anacondas, pythons.
I was over at the Western Fair yesterday, and I saw little kids holding this snake, I think.
Exactly. Yeah. Totally safe.
How big of an animal can that bad boy swallow whole?
Jim!
Oh, sorry.
We're not supposed to freak her out. Like, this is the
moment.
It's
a vegetarian, right?
Well, no. That's not a vegetarian.
I want Jim in my office next, guys. He's the next one to get hypnotized.
Yeah,
Kelly,
I think one of you guys should go. I want to hear what you guys have to say about
it. We're going to have a little bit of fun with Jim.
Are you ready for the snake?
I'm ready, like, in what capacity?
Like, we're going to bring it over and we're going to get you to touch. Yeah, we want you to touch the snake.
Okay.
When we asked you to touch the snake earlier this week, one, it sounded like I was trying to get you to touch something else, and two, you were totally freaked out. So let's bring the anaconda over to Kelly here.
The safe snake.
It's getting close. And she's touching it. Look at her go.
It's like a pet.
That's two fingers. It's good.
She's touching a lot more than she did last time.
Not too bad.
Yeah.
And
it's much bigger than the old
actually
one.
Pretty neat, right? When you feel them, the heat and her skin.
Oh my God, she just leaned in and smelt the snake.
I thought she was going for a kiss.
Yeah.
See, Kelly, give it a kiss.
That's unbelievable.
No, really?
Kiss the snake.
Just kiss the snake.
Just kiss it, Kelly. Just give it a little kiss.
All right, come here, snake. Come here.
Wait, did the hypnotism go too far? Is she now have some weird snake fetish?
Exactly.
Well, what are you thinking, Kelly?
I feel okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Impressive.
This is weird.
I can't believe I just kissed a snake. That's funny. I'm really glad it's on video.
Yeah.
I was kind of hoping it wouldn't work and Kelly would freak out again.
I kind of did a little too.
Be screaming.
Yeah. Thanks, guys.
No, it's not
thanks
nice
for the confidence,
like
boys.
No, well, now I believe that you can get me to quit drinking or something.
Oh,
so
there's
this
no
is
question.
Great.
That is amazing,
isn't it?
That's pretty cool. Cool
and again,
experience.
I want to remind everybody. I like to take the credit. I just showed. I helped Kelly to use the power of her own mind to make the changes that she desired. I wish I could take the credit for it, but it was really Kelly who did it.
Wow.
I was more or less the guide.
Okay, now I'm looking at Kelly, and it's going through her head right now. Oh, my God, I just kissed the snake. I need to wash my face. Somebody get me some Purell.
Some Purell
for
lipstick.
Sure.
Kelly,
that's exactly what I was thinking.
Very brave of you to confront your fear head on like that live on FM 96
hey,
here.
Hey, it's been cool. It's a cool experience.
Yeah,
sure.
And we'll have to do this again. Jill from the London Hypnotherapy Center. Good job, man. That's very impressive.
Thank you.
We'll have to do this again.
Yeah.
And go check out the snakes. If you're afraid of them, you shouldn't be. Little kids can hold these things over at the Western Fair with Little Ray's Reptile Zoo. Kevin, thanks for coming in this morning, too.
My pleasure.
Appreciate it.
My anaconda don't want none unless you got buns, hun.
He gave me a princess cut solitaire with a palladium band.
He gave me a 14-karat gold ring encrusted with six on